We begin our lovely series of episodes today with the topic of polyamory. So, it is not unfaithful to be polyamorous. And I'm using the sentence because I came across a tarot card reader. I'm a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group, functional adult, woo-woo, pseudoscience lady. So woo-woo because I know mystics are not believed by those sciences, pseudoscience because I bring together spirituality, and human elements. Those are subject matters, but spiritual are my experiences. Spirituality is a way of living and having meaning beyond the solo self and connection, but it also relates to the connectiveness to Akash, God, universe, okay? And I grew up with Jesus, so spirituality, I consistently am, thank you, Jesus, and I have added lovely Sadhguru to my spirituality team. That's it. The rest, as a terrorism stories, I don't do, but as a mystic, again, the spiritual elements from my subjective channeling, channel guidance, Akashic record readings, past life regressions, I'm a Reiki practitioner, so I integrate the holistic practices, and I'm attachment trauma-informed. Okay, so I'm sharing voices of empowered women right here, but mystic and enlightenment soul age group and the topic of polyamory. I'm a solo polyamory grace, and I don't do buzzwords, but I do try to organize so that I can present to people, if need be, what they get to engage and embark on. So people like myself, we invest and are involved in non-conventional friendships. The solo poly, it's not couple-centric. And a grace, sometimes it can be sexual, romantic, sometimes it's platonic. Now, I again prefer not using words, however, and when I say words, I mean labels, there are words that can help to at least begin to organize what is a conversation, which is why, again, it's not unfaithful to be polyamorous, but it is loving more people with consensus and talking vulnerably. Consensus is, thank you to this lovely Jessica Fern book, anybody who's interested. So for one, compersion. We are happy. I'm happy for lovers that they're happy, whether it's sexually, romantically with somebody else, because I don't have what is called low self-esteem. I'm a self-empowered 0-1-year-old. So I'm happy for you. I don't have attachment, envy, or jealousy. You are not my possession. And I am not yours. And by me leading my own life, it's because I'm my own safe haven, secure base. The reason why our lovely therapists support more the monogamy community is because we all have a 0-1-year-old attached, panicky, the charges, the child parts. Okay, so again, I'm attachment trauma-informed, pseudoscience because I bring and mix in my own mystic experiences, channeled guidance, and also educational information, but let us empower voices. So again, consensual non-monogamy is what polyamory is, okay? So using this tarot card lady, she is a very conservative human being. I can tell from the way she talks about relationships, and I know more than just, you know, her, most people are conservative and they're monogamous. So the practice of having one sexual or romantic partner at a time. I've also noticed that there are those who instead they know of couples that are polyamory and monoamory. Okay, so we have open-minded people and then we have what are called closed-minded people. So consensual non-monogamy is the practice of having multiple sexual and or romantic partners at the same time, where all people involved are aware and they give consent. Again, platonic is also part of this lovely community, although it's not as discussed. And as we move forward, I foresee that this will change because universally accepted topics become part of our societal culture. And so it won't be the most popular necessarily, nor does it have to be. The only people who care about popularity contests are teenagers. Those are the adaptive child. So a person who is leading with their fight response, the last charge state is your 16-year-old. Thank you, Sue Martin, my teacher from my course in Somatopia on Trauma. That's where I learned about our child charged parts. They stay frozen as icicles in time, but they come up. And when they do come up, you get to work with that, but that's only if you choose to build secure attachment relationships, so talking vulnerably, okay? And the individuals who are in favor of monoamory, let's see, mononormativity, I'm going to use this term, which was coined by Piper and Bauer, to refer to the societal dominant assumptions regarding the naturalness and normalcy of monogamy. where political, popular, and psychological narratives typically present monogamy as the superior, most natural, or morally correct way to do relationships. And while I am sure that this is semi-accurate, I will say this is another generalization. So if we chit-chat about conversations, that's how we get to remove the rigidity that comes with this idea of superiority, not to mention that someone can be taking it personally. What I mean by that, okay, so I am polyamorous and I am such with no concern whatsoever towards society's judgment, because I love officially, effectively, I embody, this is the part, loving, monoamory, loving more than one person in more than a just conventional friendship way. Okay, so if there's one thing a self-empowered woman is I'm not a liar. Okay, and that's to myself, not to you. You don't matter, not the audience, but you, the society out there, is not going to dictate my 0-1-year-old or my 3-year-old's way of thinking and feeling life. My differentiated self, thank you, Daniel Siegel, was already differentiated at the ages of 3 years of age. Okay, so I'm going to give you the science's explanation. Again, that's why I'm pseudoscience. I love learning about attachment trauma information. You know what anger does? It dumbs people down. Anger is what is going to have a person think that they're right, because they will not be actually thinking. They will have certainty of what they're hypothesizing, and their left mode is just chit-chatting away with shame, blame, fault, and revenge. Because envy, jealousy, and spite. Any person who is a broken-hearted 0-1 and 3-year-old has a shame defectiveness, which means dysfunction, dysregulation from home. Something went down. I'm not going to judge no one's home. I'm going to know your default mode network is scanning the self and others, so I am not a safe space. You, on the other hand, are for me, because I have a twin. So I've known humanity my entire life, and it's safe for me to be myself. All of me, my 1, 2, 3, in fact, my 3-year-old still comes up with my twin and my mom. Those are two people, they get my tone, and I get theirs, and there you go. Okay, so people who get angry, they think less carefully when making judgments and rely more on stereotypes. These are studies. Let's see, where does this one come from? Because there's a reference. This is why there are academics. Without the academics, I would not be here being able to chit-chat about something that I've known intuitively my entire life, which is, one, I am confident. I chose as a teenager to be so because I chose to consistently be kind and tell the truth. Why would I lie to you? Not afraid of you. You don't have a weapon, and you're not the law. The law I'm not afraid of either, because I'm a citizen of society and I want to be one of. Don't bring to me your breaking of the law. I will hand you over. That's what I told my teenage friends. Don't come to me with anything. I'm going to be a tattletale. You can beat me up, do whatever. I'm going to go tattletale on you on that. You want to try me? Try it out. Nobody did. In fact, they all knew I was serious because I was not joking. So that's what happens when you're actually empowered. I'm not going to make a threat. I'm going to make a statement. Two different things. And my statement will be known because I'm in my ventral vagal. Thank you to the lovely therapist, Deb Dana. When I map out the nervous system with my lovely listeners at time, we look at that, and she gives a menu. During COVID, she gave a menu for people so that they could learn how to map out their own nervous system. And she shares in this video how a ventral vagal nervous system stance is basically here. And that is the same reason why I'm called bossy, stubborn, and unwavering. And I am, in fact, self-empowered, as I share again and again, and it means I will not be insulting you. I will not stand down. I will share. I accept, respect, and love you just the way you are, and I accept, respect me, and love me just the way I am. Flawed and perfect as can be. So unfaithful. Nobody's unfaithful in polyamory. Really, it's the monogamy group that gets to be unfaithful and insult each other. So for a person like myself, I will let you know there are people I love. They're more than just friends, and they won't ever be anything that will not be more than just friends, meaning this is what you get. What do you want? You want it, not want it. It's your choice, and it's not some type of competition. It's also called, if you don't have your own self-worth in your own body, I can't make it come out of you. So if you don't delight in you being you, which is where childhood trauma therapists are important, because the only people who don't want to be their self are the people who don't have self-worth. They don't know that they're not superior and inferior, which is why their angry circuit, I can't find the biography part, but I have it. If you're interested, just let me know. Okay, so long story short, I'm going to give you a short example, that way we don't go too much over the time. And again, polyamory, you embody it, some are exploring it. The ones of us who are loving more than one person, it's not about the sex, it's not about being unfaithful. The reason people use that word is obviously they don't prefer polyamory, and it's because we live in a monogamous world. I don't feel that it's made to be sounding superior and inferior. That's what I was also trying to get to. I understand, humanly speaking, why the therapist will support monogamous relationships, because that 0-1-year-old is your attached panicky. So as long as you don't take emotional awareness, accountability, and self-regulation seriously, every time your 0-1-year-old comes up, you are not going to, you can notice it if you choose to be self-aware and if you choose to know the new updated information and apply it. Okay, so I know you want to be seen, to be soothed, to be safe, to be secure. That's just to be yourself. I don't need you for that. Don't you dare try to tell me how to live my life. This is the moment of truth. You have the wrong person. I ain't your baby. And I have one person, it's called mother, and her and I still, to this day, like I said, there's one person. She allowed me to be my little kid and to be all angry. Anger is about correcting. And the self-agency is my dominant driver. The bonding and certainty is not. And so that's why I know my three-year-old, why it comes up. It's leave me to be me, and she allowed me to express it, plus the Neapolitans. We're passionate people, so you better bet. In fact, this is the part. No man can be expected for me to talk quietly or calmly. I mean, I don't get in your face like I've seen other women do, but I won't be down and, you know, subjecting myself to anything. But I also won't scream in your head and in your face and be in a rage. Those are people who don't have either of those energies at hand. That's something for another topic. So I want to give an example. One, polyamory. It's you sharing with somebody else that you're obviously going to grow a relationship with. It's comfortable if you're self-empowered. Two, one-year-old is every person has that one-year-old in your body. You want to be seen, to be soothed. The childhood trauma survivors are feeling uncomfortable to be seen. That's why confusion dominates them. And when they meet a healthy self-worth person, they are going to be confused, because my nervous system is empowered. They're going to think I'm an evil bitch, evil witch, potentially. And that's okay, because, you know, in time, they either figure it out or they won't care to. But it's that I don't care either, because if I want you in my herd, like a Manny Sid in Diego, I'm going to let you know, because again, I'm a direct communicator, and I will know that I will be waiting to know if I get the thumbs up. There's only one human being that has been recently added in my life where I was like, am I going to get in? And it's because we're so different. Luckily I got in. That's what I tell him. Thank you. You let me in. I'm so happy. I get to have a new person in my life. Yay. You know, new because they're newer than others that have been since teenage years. So, and I have to say, it's a beautiful new addition, because expanding of the brain comes with intellectually and emotionally mature human beings. And this is a man that's that, which is also why, you know, the whole gender stereotypes, bullshit. But that's for, again, another episode. So when you're talking vulnerably, this is where you're always just being yourself, and you present your 0-1-year-old without the fear of, oh, you're going to cut me. So let me hold my tongue. Let me bite my tongue. No, I'm going to straight out talk to you, but I won't be yelling at you. So I have women who have come to me, and they turn into squirrels from Cusco land, and they are in structural dissociation. They actively would have needed to go to good therapy at that point, or to do something to stop themselves. No, they let their angry circuit take over, and in fact, spitting out vengeance from the mouth, using stereotypes, and going basically chaos on another, which is not, I'm going to express to you how upset I am. But see, this is the part where it doesn't matter what I say to you. When I'm expressing how upset I am, if you're on the other end and you're a person who has trauma and you're not aware of your own trauma, you will interpret me as the same as that other. So the 5D person, integration of brain, I can look from here and notice the difference because of the tone. And any person who notices the difference is because they will be aware, and they can Notice and contrast, we're all a nervous system, by the way, but the ones who will be confused about it are the ones who need good therapy, and they're going to think that both are equally the same. They will not notice the difference between a human being who's passionate and in their ventral vagal nervous system and expressing all that they are in the same way as I was just, let's say we have two using the same words, they will not notice the difference. They will be confused. They will be attracted to the one who's the more angry one in the sympathetic because they're used to being around a dysregulated, dysfunctional nervous system. So they will go to the unhealthy self-worth person. And there is where we have our martyrs, superiors, and blamers, and that's where we have our victims as well, and the people who play out what is a toxic childhood environment with a partner. It's not about the people who go to good therapy like Tara Reel. No, I'm talking people who are bonding, the trauma bonding people. And I know many of them, the 4D mystics are all that. The shit show they've done with the twin flame thing, let's not even go there, because you are all potentials to have a twin flame, one. You'll know if you're a mystic, two. It's not just some random thing, three. And the part that it's home, but see, if my home is safe, my one-year-old is going to feel at home without any distortion. If your home was safe and there was yelling and frightening and bullshit happening, horrible, and I come, you're not going to feel me as home. You're going to feel frightening as home. That's sad for me because I know a lot of people, they choose to be in relationships that don't have them being treated right, and they don't believe me. I'm the evil bitch, evil witch, because I'm a healthy self-worth. And then you got to hear attachment coaches saying we're boring. Secure attachment is far from boring. So I'm just going to leave that one alone right now, because otherwise Kali's going to come up. I don't like ignorance, and I don't like people who are buzzwords of their own categories. Why don't you embody it first? Embodiment. I didn't know that I was a secure attachment person. Now that I know words I can use to express who I am, what I am about, being yourself has always been straightforward for me because I have a 0-1-year-old. And so again, unfaithful. You know what's unfaithful? Unfaithful is this, and then we'll close on out, is having monogamous men come and try to hit on you and or try to let you know how sexually attracted they are to you or whatever it is. I mean, it's a flattering thank you, even though at the same time, no, it's not, because apparently, depending on which man you meet, they'll say that they will fuck anything that's out there. So is it flattering? Not going to find it flattering. I'm not going to find it not flattering, because what I find it is disgusting to still hear gender stereotypes by people who want me to have to call them smart, because they can regurgitate to me a gazillion textbooks. And I, in the meantime, I'm looking at ancient silverbacks and all these human beings who are acting like Pinocchio with ears, and they're still on the island. So this is where I'm going to stay calm and leave it alone. But what my point is, and then I got to go watch some movie that is a bullshit movie, all the movies out there, all entertainment. It's not about it being enticing for you to be dramatic. No, you're actively in what is a lower brain capacity, and you don't have to be. Especially the 50% of people who have secure attachment, apparently, in the United States. Huh, I found that statistic just as interesting as the therapist I learned from. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, what did my teenager friends do when they got some person who cheated on them? Let me think. They all became hyenas. Okay, so here. I have compersion because I have healthy self-worth. I chose as a teenager, I'm going to be me. Those people are being stupid. I did the teenage thing. Totally not proud of it because that was my most stupidest years, but not. I'm going to still keep it in there because I learned, thank goodness, I learned way earlier than any of these other people, and some still haven't learned anything. So what I'm going to say is my teenage boyfriend, he came to me having cheated the first time and talked, and I said, don't think I'm going to get jealous. I'm not a jealous person. I told you this before we began to be a couple. I have no insecurity, and this is not how it's going to work. I didn't lose trust. You made a choice. Talked about it. We're going to keep moving forward. I learned about being open to open relationships thanks to seeing how hard it is for people to not tell you the truth in your face. And this has never stopped. I'm 44, so I don't like liars. I also don't like to baby people. Men, women, I don't care who you are. If you're in a teenager attitude, you're a baby to me, because you're going to be in a nervous system that I just don't want to have. You're not an energy vampire. You're an insecure person. Go to therapy. do something about it. Do personal development. I don't want to. I want to whine about shit. Okay, fine, whine about shit. But my point was to hear people create tarot cards, polyamory or unfaithful, really? I mean, again, nothing is superior inferior when you're confident, but the bullshit. So here's what is unfaithful. I got men coming throughout my years of life. They have active spouses. They've chosen monogamy. And it's like, okay, you consistently seem to not understand that you have an option now. No, they won't want that. Okay, and yet I have to be here with you talking to me. Don't you find this a little bit disrespectful towards the person you chose to be monogamous with? I'm not going to insult you. I'm not going to make it into a devil, you know, into the sin, into any of the scarlet letter. No, I'm just going to be like, did you not notice you made a choice? Oh, and you do have an option as well. You can talk to the person. And if they don't want to, then you can do something different. Okay, so that's, to me, unfaithful. But then again, grown-ups don't use words. We have conversations that are vulnerable, which is why people who are emotional grown-ups, they talk to each other. They go to good therapy. They don't make it into some dramatic soap opera. The women that do, they actively need a good therapist. And all the ones that I know, none of them took ownership of any of what they brought to a man. No, they consistently now, to this day, as my teenager friends did, insult these human beings. And they say that they're not lovable and that they should do this and there's your martyr superiors. Okay, so it's not about genders as much as it is. Do you have your 0-1-year-old in the forefront? And polyamory, it's not about loving more than one person in the sense of the unfaithful thing. Unfaithful is anytime you don't know how to have a actual vulnerable conversation, if you ask me. Because to me, till death do us part, to sickness and in health, richer or poorer, and you know, for better or for worse, it's not only, by the way, romance, which requires two people to focus on each other in a loving way. The sex part can come after. You need to first have secure attachment with each other. That means that I can be myself. So I'm a mystic. If you treat me as if I'm woo-woo, I use the woo-woo out of respect for my sciences colleagues. And they're not colleagues because I'm sciences, they're colleagues because I'm an educator, because I'm empowering, and I want to empower conversations, because societally speaking, culture is created by having conversations, and we don't have enough grown-ups talking about things. They're all the little cheerleaders and jocks, which I don't have anything, you know, against that, but unfortunately, stereotypes are true. It does seem that certain groups of people end up in specific situations, so let me get back to our topic and conclude with polyamory is about consensus, non-monogamy. So it's a contradiction in and of itself to use what word the person used in the tarot card about unfaithful. You're choosing to consider any polyamory person as a person who wants to cheat. It's not cheating. It's not cheating. It's an active choice that you, and some people, like I said, they're exploring. Others of us, it's something that is. It's not going to change. If I love another person and they're more than just a friend, that's never going to change. And that's the part where people say, oh, you don't know that. It's, no, some of us, we know ourselves, and I know I won't change. This is the 0-1-year-old. We change in the expanding of the way we can conceptualize, and that's where people like to, you know, pick at aspects, but we're going to leave that for another episode. Meantime, as I was saying, the community out there, I would venture off to say, if we have women and men who are open, empowered, healthy, self-worth, we're going to have a nice time, good conversation about all this. When we have people who are closed-minded, it's 3D, 4D community. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And it's a maladaptive child behavior. They're also ignorant. And that's because, like the guy who says yoga brings demons out of you, they don't know about attachment trauma, or they don't believe in the updated research. And some people, they go and get all of the attachment trauma information, but they are trying to prove their points, so they're martyrs, superiors, and they're spiritual bypassers. So they don't know the way of life with meaning and connection beyond the soul self. They're not interested in the big picture in the herd. Their existence is not for everyone's well-being. It is just about them. And in fact, when you learn about the 16-year-old, it's unfair. You'll notice it. Once a person hears the charge states, they usually can identify them. Once they hear about the nervous system, they can identify them. Once they understand that sensations, images, affects, meanings, and behaviors come up, and that it's implicit memory and explicit that you have, they can identify that. So you give psych education to people who are willing to do the emotional work, the self-awareness work. You got a person who's going to move into their restorative embodiment. They don't need to do yoga, but yoga, like mantras, vibration. So here's where so many amazing things are going to come from our lovely community. I'm planning on doing one about there is not this whole demonic spirit that possesses a person. Patrick McNamara is the neuroscientist that I use for the data point that is in favor of sharing with you how the brain is made. Then I have with my lovely course, Dissociative Identity Disorder and Disorganized Attachment with Daniel Siegel, the knowingness I learned about the consciousness barriers, memory barriers, and then I need to finish my interpersonal neurobiology and review that because the brain is a complex system and I'm still not the expert. That's why I'm the pseudoscience lady. I bring two different subject matters. Those are the human elements. The spiritual and spirituality is a part of my journey. Thank you, Jesus. I love that I have this opportunity. And when I got Claire's, I knew that there was a bigger reason because I knew that it put me in a different category. Not like the 4D does. No, not that category. It put me in a whole different category. And I accept that category. And like Jesus, who was not welcomed with trust, he was welcomed with mistrust, with fear and non-acceptance. And people want to use the name, but they don't know how to forgive. They don't know how to open their heart. They don't know how to believe that you're human in front of me, like Pacha shares with Cusco. You have a heart and I have a heart. They didn't learn how to stay kind. I stayed kind because I had two options, open heart, closed heart. Open heart. Why would I close my heart? Then I'm going to be a hypocrite, one, because I want to say I love and I want to talk about Jesus. That, two, why would I take away that I can feel love because you don't know how to love, because you don't know how to be faithful, because you don't know, and this is not about the teenage boyfriend. This is about all the teenagers I met. They all were the same answer for why they lied, and I just figured, oh, I'm confident. Okay, moving forward. So when I meet women or men who are insecure, envious, jealous, they don't mean anything. Today, I can use the word cowardice. Thank you, Patrick Tiahan. He's a childhood trauma survivor. He's healed in healing and a therapist and online and shares with his community. We are the minority, and I attest he's right. Not only is he right about them being a minority, he's also right when he shares holistic stuff won't take away the fact that you need to reparent your child. And in fact, number two, as a mystic, you know how many people come to me with their actual spiritual bypassing attitudes? The only ones who are serious are the ones who take their humanity seriously. And that's because they want to feel good here. That means they want to get out of the human suffering, and then they really want to just, it's beautiful. They accept that they're a person. You know, the 4D collective, they completely went off, I'm anointed. I feel deeper. I'm tortured because I have Claire's, and I'm thinking, okay, wow. Well, I can't say anything because right now what I have is a vulnerable human being who's using, I have a magic wand and I'm a superhero right now. So you've caught me in the, what do I do when I notice you're an insecure person using a word? Ego, there's nothing for me to do except for think in silence and then share Jesus. He talked to us about loving all. So all of us are special stars. And that is all. And you leave it alone. And that is actually what happens with just in general. So when people, again, are being vulnerable, you don't want to do anything in a moment that is upsetting for them because it's not going to help. The only person who can help is self-awareness and emotional awareness at the same time. And one that says, wait, I just used that word anointed. So I knew the minute I had Claire's, I'm not anointed. If I wanted to do any of that, I know exactly what I would have had to do. And it felt wrong. It's not the year of the medieval, whenever it is. I'm in a different era, you know. So at the end of the day, staying grounded. Very easy for those of us who overflow with humanity. Thank you, Sadhguru. That's why divinity descends, but it's not an entity. And for polyamory, again, some of us embody loving more than one person because that's how we love. We don't stop loving you. Oh, and we do, though, recalibrate. What does that mean? There are people that are friend-zoned by those of us who are securely attached and healthy self-worth. That's because we know we're not going to be sharing any type of more than just friends. But if you're more than just friends, we know who we're going to inform. That's where polyamory comes into the mix. As a solo poly, it's not a let me ask you for permission. No, it's here's the deal. And then you say yes or no, and then we say, okay, so are you friend zoning me, or am I gonna, you know, are we gonna make it into this relationship? And I know that I gave you a little bit of this and that. That's what I always do. But again, consensus is part of polyamory, which is a conversation. So you talk vulnerably to each other. Those monogamous human beings who come to me, the men, I don't consider them any worse, quote unquote, than the women who also come to me with similar in a different way. I do not agree, condone, or support gender stereotypes. In fact, none of it. And that's from way back when, in my college years, and after a short time lived as a feminist, when I was told that I wouldn't be having the same rights as any other woman, and I said, you know what, I'm not in favor of feminism, I'm in favor of humanism, and I am not in favor of treating men like they're dumb, because I don't agree with that. And I don't think polyamory individuals overestimate the use of a brain, because I can explain to you, like a five-year-old, if I wanted to, how you can get to your restorative embodiment. The question is, do you want to do emotional lifting? Thank you, Patrick Tiahan. It requires you to understand that it is tiresome, because what comes up is not just anything. It's your 0-1-year-old, and then your 3-7-year-old. And if there is shame, and there is defectiveness, and there is a childhood traumatic and or more, that's 0-1, 12 months. Another 12 months, 0-1, 1-2, 3. I'm not going to do the math, but please figure it out, okay? So that's what people, I don't believe in it. I'm okay with people not believing in Reiki, but when you tell me you don't believe in attachment, trauma, neurobiology, neuroscience, that's the minute that I quiet. Now you've got Shiva. I don't even do Kali here. Here I just need Shiva. That's it, because I'm going to respect your life. I'm not here to tell you who to be. It's your state of consciousness. I just know my mother taught me how to share the floor and not to insult people. And because the minute that I have ever been told something that is completely in the realm of really flat earther, I don't, it's not suppression. One of my friends like suppression. No suppression. I'm just silent. Now I'm silent because I'm like talking to nothing. See, even right now I'm trying to use words, but there's nothing, because that's what happens when you know that we're all a piece of consciousness. So you do you. I love, accept, and respect you. I do me. My nervous system will not engage with anything, nor will my left mode of the mouth. There's nothing to say. I'm not going to criticize your opinion. You have an opinion. Actually, I'm honored that you share with me your life. And that's why. So the silence is automatic respect, because your life telling me your opinion. It's a subjective opinion, thoughts and feelings. I don't need to engage in it with some sympathetic nervous system. And the part about polyamory, I do feel that more people than not will stay monogamous, because if you don't have a 0-1-year-old in the forefront and you don't get a handle on your own nervous system, this is the part of what I've noticed. People are not able to do personal development. I don't want to. They don't do the, okay, I got emotions, got thoughts, let me silence, let me use and do something to savor the emotions. Let me use an activity that allows me to express the emotions in a way that is satisfactory, not the drinking, not the fucking, not the drugging, not a substance, not because of it being good or bad. No, because you're not going to calibrate your nervous system. You're not going to put that work, and that's the emotional lifting and awareness and self-regulating. And so it's not just mindfulness, meditation, yoga, and journaling. It's actually embodying the whole self of you. Okay, we'll talk more about that in a couple more episodes we're going to have. And in the meantime, we'll talk about polyamory again. If you have any questions, let me know. Thank you for stopping by. Subscribe. Remember that there's both free curiosity questions. If you want me to look into just sharing something with human spiritual and spirituality elements, a topic, or Ask Maria, which we're treating like opinionated columns, kind of like the Dear Abby. For now, that's only on the podcast, on the Spotify audio versions, the platforms that are audio. But once we get to our 1K, we'll have that membership opportunity available on YouTube. Again, thank you so much. Have a great day.